Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. As you probably recognize, my theme song is The Four Seasons' Walk Like a Man. And I love that theme song. And I have another theme song that my son wrote for me, which we feature throughout the show and regularly as well. But I started with Walk Like a Man, and I'm going to stick with Walk Like a Man. I just read or saw on the news that the Four Seasons were getting together again, which I thought was kind of cool, with the exception that Frankie Valli's not part of that get-together. So I don't get it. Speaking of concerts, I attended one here at my home station town of Santa Barbara last night. I attended the concert at the Santa Barbara Bowl of Tenacious D. Now, I don't know how many of you know Tenacious D. Tenacious D is a duo comprised of Jack Black, the actor, and this unknown guy, at least to me, whose first name is Kyle. I don't know his last name. And they play acoustic guitars and do these really kind of funny, crazy songs that really fit in the rock and roll vein, given that they have electric bass, electric guitar, and a very aggressive drummer backing them up. It was a fun show. I was the oldest person in the audience by, I'd say, conservatively 30 years. The smell around the outdoor stadium was pungent, to say the least. But what really struck me, and I find the older I get, the more I am struck by this, is every single song was filled with the F-bomb words, F-bomb word, or different versions of it. The MF and everything else. And I was thinking, is this really necessary? And why was I kind of getting offended? I don't think of myself as a prude. I certainly swear now and then in private. I try to keep it reasonable over the air. But it just felt like it always does to me when I hear comedians swearing left and right. It feels like laziness. It's just easy to swear, and there's a cool factor in some circles to swearing. The same thing in Hollywood, where R-rated movies are made far more often than they should be, given that their performance overall is always, I mean always, less than PG-13, PG, and G-rated movies. Michael Medved wrote an incredible book about this called Hollywood versus America, in which he proves statistically, I'll get that word out, that R-rated movies universally on over time do much less in the box office than their PG-13, PG, and G-rated cousins. So why does Hollywood do it? Again, there's a cool factor in showing nudity or violence or swearing. And I don't know, call me old-fashioned growing up in the 50s and 60s when my generation broke so many barriers. I don't think there's anything cool about swearing in every song. There was also I did laugh, but there was a fun, I suppose, visual prop on the stage last night. And the first song on their new album is about the Phoenix Rising, talking about Tenacious D as if they had been gone from the scene and now the Phoenix has risen. And the image behind them was of a gigantic Phoenix with a big wingspan. However, the Phoenix itself really looked like male genitalia and with a face on the top of the head of the Phoenix. Again, was that necessary? I'm sitting between my sons who are 18 and 15, and they're all laughing, but they too just said, you know, Dad, did you see that? So I don't know. I have yet to introduce myself. Maybe it's about time, 5 minutes in the show. This is, and I am, Bruce Allen. And today's topic for the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called A Family Downsizing. And it's not quite what you think, but you can find my columns in the Santa Barbara News Press, which is my home newspaper, and also in Santa Barbara, KZSB AM 1290 is my home radio station, and in newspapers and websites around the world, or just go to bruceallen.com. Hit the writing tab at the top of the page when you get there, and don't forget to sign up for my weekly newsletter by staying in the loop, which is also on the homepage. While you're on my website, I might remind you that you can watch my I'm Not That Dad vlogs. The current one is me doing this radio show. I taped, videoed myself here a few weeks back and have made several segments for I'm Not That Dad of doing the radio show. So you can see what it's like in studio, and I hope you enjoy it. This week, we also came out with another new comic strip. They're called Because I Said So, and this one is Dad Sings. And just as a reminder, I am not that dad, no matter how many people might suggest that I am. We have a different lineup today on the Bruce Allen Show. Wayne Levine is on vacation, and in his place, instead of doing the men's room, we are going to do the women's room with Angie Mozillo, who's been on the show at least once, maybe twice. Thankfully, Pastor Drew Sams will join us for Teen Wrap, and we'll get an update on the health and welfare of his baby, Judah Andrew. And last but not least, we have Professor Ellen Breeman, who will talk about communication and her amazing new book, Say This, Not That, to Your Professor. But right now, it is time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson.
You got to action. You with the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Right. What will you leave your children? Joy. When we think of legacies or what we leave our children after we die, we often think of the money and or things we will leave them. While that is nice and maybe even valuable to them, I suggest the great legacy to leave them is your values. The lessons you hope will guide their lives. Some of them might be finding meaning in your life, that your word is your bond. What goes around comes around. Be a mensch, open the door for every woman. Be polite. Don't take things personally. When you give, you always get. What legacies, what values will you leave your children? I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
Well, I always find it ironic. We play these life lessons in the order that we recorded them. And I actually do not know which one is going to play each week, and I just enjoy listening to it. And last week's life lesson, I believe, was about lessons from Charlotte, which was the family dog that had died recently. And I found it so reflective to hear what I had recorded while she was still alive and then listen to the recording a short couple weeks after she had passed away. And the irony for this week's life lesson is that next week's subject for the radio show and next week's column is called A Living Will. And it's all about what I just spoke about in the life lesson, that we always think about leaving behind a will that distributes our things and money and possessions. But why not leave behind something that leaves your values to your kids? And I have written such a thing in a column form. That my boys don't read my columns very often, but if and when they do someday when I've gone, I hope they will reference this one, which I call A Living Will. Dad Chat is tonight, and that really only applies to Santa Barbara listeners who are listening to my show live. For my listeners in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Alaska, you can still participate in any Dad Chat, which is every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Last week, we did have Guy Kawasaki as guest and had a record turnout of 445 people, 2,100 tweets, and 80 million impressions. It was a record for Dad Chat and quite possibly a record for any tweet chat ever. It was incredible. Tonight's will be about effective communication with Professor Ellen Breeman and a student, a wonderfully interesting and very successful entrepreneurial young man by the name of Christian Hollingsworth. He is can be found on Twitter at SmartBoyDesigns, and Professor Breeman can be found on Twitter at ChattyProf, ChattyProf, P-R-O-F. For what it's worth, sponsor slots are open. Should you or your company want to be a part of the Bruce Allen Show, just write to me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Now, I was going to talk about a family downsizing, and I guess I'm going to have to save it for my next guest, who is Angie Mozillo for the women's room. Family downsizing, the column, is not exactly what you might think, and I will explain after these messages. I am out of time, aren't I, Richard? Okay, we will be back for the women's room.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.